Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Continue our coverage of the run-up to the House of Keys general election. We are speaking to another candidate who's planning to contest September's poll on the 22nd. We're joined by 45-year-old Nick Crowe, who will be standing in Ramsey, the only constituency not affected by the boundary changes. And a good afternoon to you, Nick. Welcome to the programme.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you very much for popping in. Once again, you're sort of announced your candidacy quite late. Did something trigger that, or, you know, you've been thinking about it for a while?
Yeah, I have been thinking about it for a long time, to be honest. And I feel that maybe the people of Ramsey have been unrepresented for a long time, and I've had business people, I've had friends, they knew what I was thinking, you know, really egging me on to try and do it, you know. So I've been giving it a lot of thought, and then towards the end of last week I thought, right, it's no good shouting from the other side of the fence all the time, I'll go and give it a go.
Okay, so has your thinking changed in the last few days, that all of a sudden, oh my God, what have I done?
No, not really. I'm a fairly confident fellow, you know. If I set my mind to doing something, you know, I don't let it go easy, you know. And, you know, I think if the people around you want, you know, a strong voice, somebody that can get the job done, I think I'm your man.
Okay, there's lots of things I've seen written down here about you. Get rid of the soldiers, or keep the soldiers and get rid of the generals, I think, was one of the statements in one of your bits.
No, what's happened is all the departments, they seem to got rid of all the foot soldiers and kept all the generals. But my question is, what are these generals doing now? You know, if they're not looking after the staff that they did have before, you know, what are they exactly doing?
Is that in what, the health service or generally through government?
Well, lots of people, you know, you've got to look at our Department of Transport. You know, I think we're down to, you know, 40, 50 men maybe for the whole island, if that. You know, at one time it was hundreds, you know, so all these managers were looking after these different people, and now we've only got a handful of people left. It's all gone out to the private sector. You know, where are these people now? Where are these managers? What are they doing?
As far as you're concerned, there was a comment, you've got to rethink government.
Yeah, the whole thing, it's got to move with the times. People are stuck in the ways. It's taking too long to roundabout, you know, letting political correctness get in the way. There's too much red tape. You know, we need to streamline it, not going a long way around about things. You know, people are going to get hurt in decisions, but you've got to do it. You know, we've only got handful of years to get this right, and if we don't get it right, you know, we really are in a mess.
Prepared to presumably upset a few people by making... If you make decisions too soon, you probably upset people. Are you prepared to do that?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. There's lots of people, and in one of my things I put in one of my manifestos here, if anybody working for the government that's on over 100 grand a year, that's nearly 2 grand a week, you know, I want these people investigating, and if they are, they seem to be overpaid, let's get them made redundant, rewrite all the contracts and stuff, and then get them on a lesser salary, and if they can't do it, tough, you know, I'll get somebody else that can do.
But those people presumably could have been working for sort of 30-odd years.
Well, as I said, some people are going to get hurt along the way, you know. We can't keep paying them with money that we haven't got, you know. What are you going to pay them with? You know, tokens at the end of the day, there's nothing left, and, you know, if they want to carry on being selfish and taking all that, you know, I think it's bang out of order, it's not on.
But if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys.
No, not exactly, no. And like I said, none of us know all the right answers to all the questions, you know. But I was one for hiring people that do know, you know, if we can get a bit real determined business people, you know, get them in, let them have the say-so, rather than 26 MPs, 11 MLCs all rattling around trying to make a decision. Let's get these guys in. They're going to be fairly ruthless in different departments, like the hospitals as well. Get that some people over from the well-run UK areas, you know, get them in. You know, people who know what's doing, you know, get rid of all the deadwood. You know, there's managers in there that's no good. Get them gone.
Do you think there are too many MHKs?
Yeah, absolutely. There's far too many. Government's far, you know, it's far too big as a whole. That's what I'm saying. People are going to get hurt, but that's the way it is. You know, you got to. We can't keep paying them money we haven't got.
How are you going to get growth then on the island? Because everywhere you go, there's expenditure needed. Your comment about roads and pavements and things like this. Money is needed. Where's the growth going to come from?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is going to be a tough one. we've obviously got to streamline the whole thing. Yeah, and try and make, you know, there's lots of areas where we can try and get income. Like, there's one thing we need to focus on using the island, you know, better for tourism. You know, that's not getting rallied enough. You know, we need to get that out on social media. You know, there's the island walk, like big walking things now, you know, encourage cyclists and, you know, anything to try and get some sort of income here.
TT coverage?
Yeah, I'm not a favour of selling out Division 9 either. You know, I think, you know, the whole thing, you know, now with the Alaman government taking it back over for another year, there's talk of Division 9, you know, maybe suing them to get, because they were supposed to be obviously run it, and they haven't, because this big mess up again being made of the whole thing as usual. But I'm in favour of keeping it and running it ourselves. You know why? You know, I think it was something like 80-20 to them. You know, so we're getting that small percentage back. You know, so it's all running out. You know, for what? You know, got people. A lot of people down London that don't know nothing about the TT are supposed to come and here, run it and take it, and no, it's just not going to happen.
As far as you're concerned, how soon do you think after September 22 things can get moving then on this front?
Well, like I said before, you've only got a handful of years, you know, to get this right. So if everybody messes up now, I can honestly see, and I say this to people, I can only see in 20 years' time, if we don't get it right, you're going to have the UK government saying, all right, lads, you know, you made a big enough mess of that. We're going to take it back now. So, you know, it's fine. Civil servants in 20 years' time working for the UK government. I honestly feel if we don't get it right, that's what will happen.
And renegotiate the VAT agreement with the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Don't be getting a load of yes men in there, you know, going in there. You've got to be, you know, and that's why I keep saying, because you hire key people that, you know what they're doing. You know, it's no good sending me into a VAT agreement and know nothing about it, you know, and the same with a lot of the other members, you know, there's a lot of experienced guys out there that we can hire to get in there to rattle it up a bit more, you know. When you're looking at a tiny bit of a percentage on that VAT agreement, you know, it'd bring X amount of millions back in a year, you know. You gotta be tough, you know. Don't be going in there, you know, saying yes is yes to them, you know, stand up to them a bit.
But the trouble being that if you're going to employ these experts, you're going to probably have to pay $100,000 for these experts.
No, not necessarily. I think of them figures, you wouldn't be looking at that. And even if you are, you know, if they're going to make a better job of it than the rest of us, then, you know, it's got to be, you know. But at the minute, I just think, you know, we've got all these high-ranking government officials taken, you know, like going back over again, X amount of money, you know, rewarding themselves for failure, basically.
Fiddling while Rome burned is
your exactly,
comment.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the health service?
Like I just said before, me, I'd have it straight into well-grown UK area managers from there. I'd have them straight in it and try and get rid of all the dead wood out of there, because obviously we have got a big problem with the health service. People keep saying it's getting better, but not for the people I'm talking to. It's not, but, you know, so that's my opinion. That's what I'd do there.
You're going to be, hopefully, after September the 22nd, you hope, representing Ramsey. Everybody else is saying you must attract more business to Ramsey. How are you going to do that?
Well, honestly, Ramsey lost the biggest opportunity ever when, you know, they voted not to have the marina in Ramsey. You know, you've only got to have a look at Peel. I'm in Peel maybe 3 or 4 times a week, you know, and the place is alive all the time. Something happens. People walking about. If you want to go for, you know, a meal, where do you go now? A lot of people go to Peel. There's all these, you know, restaurants that have popped up, 6, 7, 8 restaurants there now, fish, steaks, whatever you want. And, you know, you can sit out, have a beer. There's always people doing something on the boats, this, that and the other, you know. And, you know, obviously they're paying dues, they're getting fuel, you know, the wine in the shops, you know, everything. It all brings things, you know, and I think Peel is a big success story. And I think I'd really want, you know, Ramsay to really have a referendum again, have a big rethink, as, you know, the lost opportunity he had last time, you know. And I really think, you know, it is a key area which it would tick all the boxes, you know.
You mentioned referendum. Is that an all-Ireland referendum or
no,
just for Ramsay?
No, just the people of Ramsay, I would think, yeah. I think that's my thing on it anyway.
As far as that is concerned, do you think a marina will be popular there?
Well,
because in order to get government have got to sort of influence business to come in, yeah, and sell Ramsay.
Yeah, you the government, obviously, it's like any business. You've got to put money into it to get something back out of it. And I honestly think that it's going to bring business. You know, we got that Ramsay Park Hotel. You're going to put people in hotels. You know, everything. You know, it's just. It ticks all the boxes and brings in all the money. You know, I think it'll be everybody's going to get a slice of the cake in Ramsay if it went ahead. You know,
you were saying about the roads and the pavements as well. Sort of Parliament Street's pretty good, isn't it? But presumably the rest of Ramsay you're moaning about roads and pavements.
Not necessarily all of Ramsay. It's obviously, and this is when I'm driving around, I'm looking at, you know, at the roads. I'm looking at the pavements. You know. You know, got grass, you know, foot high along the pavements. You know, they've just not been looked after at all. You've got all these weeds growing up on the inside of the roads because they're not getting swept. Once them weeds are there, the damage is done. You know, the surface is then damaged, you know, so you can't, you know, again, it's false economy. You know, you need the sweepers out there, you know, to get all the seeds and stuff off, you know, to try and stop this happening. It was never like this. It's only the last 5 years that all this has started to happen. You know, the island looks scruffy when you're driving around about it. It's not nice to look at.
Is that the fault of government or is that the fault of the local commissioners as far as Ramsay's concerned?
Well, I think they've handed it, you know, it was the Department of Transport, and then they've now handed it to the commissioners or the Zaire commissioners, whichever it was, in Ramsay area. But But have they got the money to do it? No, I don't think so.
But you've got to get more dialogue then between central government and the commissioners in Ramsay?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if obviously they're not talking to each other, you don't know what sort of budget is it coming out of rates? Is it coming out of the taxpayer? What's it coming out of to do? You know, to try and keep the place looking good. You know, yeah, we just seem to be strangled all the money. You know, there's not, you know, we've got to be cautious with it at the same time. But, you know, we've got to try and look after the island, you know, with the other one, you know.
What's your opinion at present about the steam packet then?
My personal opinion is, you know, like some of my things, you know, on your questionnaire are pretty ruthless. But to me, I have no loyalty to the steam packet company at all. You know, It's far from a Manx company. The only Manx about it is the history. You know, it's run by companies in Australia or Spain, whatever it is, you know, ruthless big companies. That's all you've got. You know, you've got them trying to strangle the government to, you know, to get this contract again, putting pressure on them, this, that and the other. You know, you've got to put on a level playing field. Put it out there, Stenaline, P&O, whatever. Everybody's got, you know, whoever tenders for that thing, whoever can bring that same thing in again, who can do all the trade stuff, you know, but, you know, whoever can do it, obviously give them the contract. It's simple as, you know, if they can do transport and stuff cheaper than the steam packet company, they can provide just the same service for foot passengers, you know, freight, whatever, you know, there's no loyalty as far as I'm concerned. If they can do it, if it's going to be less of a price for people to come here, it's going to have a bump up tourism. People trade, you know, they can get stuff on and off the island cheaper, you know. So, yeah, no loyalty as far as I'm concerned, yet.
Would you consider nationalising?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah. Have they ever even been into talks with the Alaman Steam Packet Company to buy it, or do they just go out and buy, you know, bypass them altogether and just go and buy their own boats and try and do it, you know? I know it's going to be a costly thing, but you've got to think of the bigger picture at the end of the day. Like I said, you know, tourism, freight and trade, whatever, you know, it's going to be knock-on effect to everybody, so.
We're in this sort of political malaise in the UK at present with Brexit, What were you a Brexit man or are you a Remain man in those elections over there?
No, I was total Brexit man. Yeah, I just, you know, I
stand alone.
I honestly don't think it'll have the lady it was on before thinks it'll have a real knock-on effect, and she was for it. But me, I don't think a lot'll change. You know,
we've got to make the change. We being the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
Not you and me.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think, you know, it's going to take a couple of years before they even start the thing off, but I don't honestly think we're going to feel much of a knock-on effect from that at all, because, you know, at the end of the day, we don't really answer to Europe, we don't really answer to the UK, you know. So, yeah, I don't, you know, I honestly don't think it'll be a big problem for the island.
Do you see the Isle of Man as a global power? Do you think, you know, we ought to be talking to the world?
Well, of course, you know, if it's going to bring your business and stuff in, you've obviously got to look at the bigger picture. You know, do you concentrate all on? I think the government seem to concentrate all on the finance sector. You know, but the island offers so much more. You know, we've got empty units lying everywhere where we could attract manufacturing to the island. You know, and try and. You know, but it's got to be competitive, get it on and off the island at the same time. That's why these people, you know, may be a bit deterred about coming, you know. But there's other things beside the finance sector. Of course, you need it, and it's going to be our biggest one, you know, it's biggest income. But at the end of the day, we've got to look into, different areas and see where, you know, what we can focus on, what we can bring to the island.
You've spoken about the steam packet. What about the airport? Are you happy with the way that operates present?
Yeah, I don't think, as the airline, you know, you've got EasyJet, Flybe and stuff, and like the lady said before, if you book it early enough, you're going to get a decent deal. I've never had no problems with the airport whatsoever, and I don't think the Isle of Man could nationalise it and compete with the likes of EasyJet. You know, it's not a chance, you know, but...
Reliability seems to be some of the problems down there at present with some of the flights.
Yeah, but people jump on the back of it. You know, problems is, it's like a car, if it breaks down, what are you going to do about it? It's tough, isn't it? You know, you've got to take it on the chin. You know, these planes, you know, it's just like any other thing. They're going to break down. They're going to have a knock-on effect, you know, to everybody else. You know, just get over it and get on with it, you know. People rely, they're always to blame somebody else, you know, and instead of just, you know, that's what's half the reason what's wrong, you know, with culture now. They're always looking for somebody to blame for something rather than just take it on the chin, get on with it and do it. You know, that's my attitude to pretty much everything, you know.
As you've been going round the usual doorstep questions, what's the people in Ramsey asking you?
They would say the most we want to get is they're disillusioned by what they've been represented with for the last 20 years. You know, what have the two MHKs brought to Ramsey? And the answer I get from everybody is nothing. You know, they've not focused on anything, not, you know, fought the corner for Ramsey as such. You know, they've always, you know, don't... Again, you know, a lot of people are in favour of the marina going ahead now. I don't know whether they realise it was a lost thing that they... opportunity they had, or, you know, but I've not had any negative signs towards that. So, yeah, you know, there's lots of issues, you know, with people. You know, you got lots of people with, you know, on you obviously get people on benefits and stuff. Not all of them want to be on benefits. They're not that, you know. But the people are struggling. You know, especially with fuel poverty. You know, as a whole, and honestly think somebody said, you know, if they lost a job they would be in trouble in a month. Well, I honestly think it would be a week. A lot of people are just week to week. You know, there's a big divide in the island between the rich and poor, and, you know, the current administration, you know, they seem to look after the rich and they've seemed to left the poor behind. But it's, you know, you get Mr. Tier, you know, he's concentrated on the people on the lower end of the scale rather than themselves, you know. And like I said, you know, the biggest thing I'd be going after is they've had everybody else, but they've never touched themselves, you know. So that's the area I'd go after, you know, these high-ranking civil servants, you know.
You're going to try and get value for money?
Absolutely, yeah. You've only got to look at Southern Ireland in when they went bankrupt, I think, in 2011. well, near on bankrupt. So what happened? They all got together, all the MPs or whatever you call them, and from Nile all got together, and they took like a 10 to 15% pay cut straight across the board. That's civil servants, everything. I think it was, so then in after about 3 years' time, ka-ching, you know, the place was rolling again, you know, money in the banks, money in people's pockets, this, that and the other. But they set the example to the people. You know, they, you know, so people give them, there's no, the people don't give the government here no credit whatsoever, because, you know, they always seem to be looking after themselves. There, the government set the standard and then they slowly worked their way down. Here, yeah, Mr. Tiam and Alan Bell, they started at the bottom and they stayed at the bottom. You know, and that's why people, you know, they can't resent them in a way. They're not given no credit. So you're gonna got to bring a bit of credibility to the, you know, so people respect it a bit more. You know,
if you get into the House on the 23rd of September, how are you going to vote for your Chief Minister then?
How am I going to vote?
How do you think we should vote for?
Chief
Minister?
Oh, how do we think we should vote? No, it's definitely definitely a referendum to the Manx people to vote on that. You know. Not again, neighbours and family, you know, get them in here, you know, this, that and the other. It all seems to be that sort of catchy in the island, you know. It's always a friend of a friend or family member, this, that and the other. There's too much of that going on. So give it to the Manx people, let them vote who they want as Chief Minister. You know.
How soon after September 23 do you think that would be possible if it did happen? It probably won't happen this year.
Why not?
Okay. So that's a thing you're going to be voting for in the first sitting?
Yeah, whatever. Just, you know, this is what I'm trying to say. You know, they always say it's no such thing as you can't do it. Just get on and do it. You know, once it's done, get it out there. Get it done. Don't be sitting around talking about it. When you talk about it, it's costing money. The consultants, this, that and the other, it's just barrel rolls. Just get it out there. Get it done. And this is what we need to do, is just start getting things done. You know, telling people, you know, like I say, people are going to hurt. Say it like it really is. You know, stop going the long way round about things to get to the same, you know, same final answer. You're going 10 miles when you can do one. You know, it's
crazy. Do you think you'll be a lone voice in the House?
No, I think some of me, it might seem a bit harsh, some of my, you know, things, but I honestly don't think so. I honestly don't think, you know, if it carries on the way it is, it's going nowhere. You know, like I say, it needs somebody in there, so I start rattling the cages a bit, and this, you know, and I'm certainly, you know, anybody that knows me, you know me, I'm not scared to get stuck in and say what I think, you know.
You mentioned earlier about Ramsey Marina. Would Queen's Pier be part of that regeneration?
yeah, but there's the marina is the first and fourth, you know, we've currently got. There's a group of volunteers. I think they're doing some sort of insurance thing on the pier now, what it's going to cost, or they're going to start maybe doing the first thing. But they haven't got the money to do it. You know, they're gonna start the job. But I honestly don't think it'll last, because it's going to be too much money to spend on it. Yeah, in my opinion, I'm all for it. You know, but at this time when the government's got no money, you know, as much as I'd love to see it done, I'd concentrate on the marina first. That marina is the first and foremost to heaven. That's going to be the centre hub of Ramsey. That's where it'll all happen. That's where everybody gets a piece of the cake there.
Does a Ramsey man have a view on the central prom in Douglas? Do you think, what are we going to have to do about the prom?
Well...
Not drive along it.
Sorry?
Not drive along it.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, and I've not... Honestly, give it much thought. Like I say, I'm far from an experienced politician, but you know, I've never really given that really such thought, so I can't really give you an answer to that. But
horse trams, part of heritage,
yeah,
presumably.
You can't put a price on heritage. You know, they've been going 100 plus years, and a lot of people, you know, come for that. You know, we're not going to win in every. You know, people. So you're going to win and lose in certain areas. You know, that's obviously the horse trams. You know. They're making a loss. Can you make it more efficient? I don't know. They're trying to do that now. Maybe lesser trams. I don't know. Less staff. You know, I think even if it cut clean, you know, we'd certainly have to keep them going, because that is a big attraction to the island. You know, you get steam, rail, you know, electric. You know, it all people big fans of that sort of stuff. You get loads of people here just to come to use that, you know, facility.
You got a minute to convince the constituency members up in Ramsey to vote for you. How are you going to do that? You're a minute.
Well, I hope you've listened to what I've been saying on here. You know, Ramsey has much to offer. I think it's been left behind for so many years. It's about time it was put back on the map again. You know, we've got a great town, we've got great people. You know, you've got walks, pools, parks, you know. If you can just go with us on this merino job, I honestly think, you know, it'll be the be-all and end-all.
Hard decisions, and Nick Crow is the guy to make them?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I am a bit ruthless, you know. If I was put in and I was put into a certain department, you know, I would just say, watch me go.
Nick Crow, a prospective candidate for Ramsey, has been joining us on the programme this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.